Major incident involving gunmen in Plymouth, England, multiple fatalities reported. By Jack Montgomery on August 12, 2021. Multiple people are believed to have died in a major incident involving a shooter in the English port city of Plymouth, Devon. Update, 9:25 p.m., Devon and Cornwall police confirm serious firearms incident, a number of fatalities. Devon and Cornwall police have now shared a statement with the press confirming a serious firearms incident in Biddick Drive, in the Keyham area of Plymouth at around 6:10 p.m., with a number of fatalities at the scene and several other casualties, who are receiving treatment. The force has declared a critical incident but says that they believe the situation is contained, and have asked the public not to speculate or share pictures of the scene. Original report continues below. Details of the incident are still emerging, but it appears to center on or near the Keyham area, with local news outlet Plymouth Live reporting a huge amount of police activity at a block of flats in Stonehouse and eyewitnesses saying they have heard loud bangs and gunshots. Scott Bingham, a reporter at the scene for BBC Southwest, has also described a huge police presence, adding, "There are three ambulances and we've just seen four air ambulances actually take off from the scene here. So there's a huge amount going on." The Southwestern Ambulance Service has said that hazardous area response teams, HART, multiple ambulances, air ambulances, multiple doctors and senior paramedics have attended the incident. "I am aware of a serious and tragic incident unfolding in Plymouth. Please obey all instructions from the police and do not post rumor or speculation on social media," commented a member of Parliament's covering Plymouth, former Government Minister for Veterans Johnny Mercer, on social media. "The incident is not terror-related, and neither is the suspect on the run in Plymouth," Mercer claimed. "Remain calm. It is for the police to confirm further details. Do not repost chatter or gossip, work with them. We have the best cops in the land." Luke Pollard, another Plymouth MP for the opposition Labour Party, asked residents to stay safe, stay indoors and follow police advice. "Awaiting confirmation of number of victims, but this looks like a very grim day for our city and our community," Pollard added. "Please can I ask that you think of the families in our community and not share any images or videos of any of the victims. This story is developing." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.